Today's shir is Masechta Yevamos Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, the Gemara had begun the discussion regarding Zika. When a Yavam, when a brother dies, and his wife dies without children, and his wife falls to Yibum, she's a Shemeres Yavam to her brother-in-law, the relationship that exists between the brother and his Shemer Shavim is called Zika. And the halacha analyzes how do we view that relationship. Says the Gemara, we're going to learn in a Mishnah, in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Mem Tes Amen Aleph. Tanan Yivim to Shemesa, if somebody's Yivama, Shemer Shavim, passed away, at that point, Mutta Bachoysa. So says the Gemara, Bachoysa, and it seems that he only may have relations with a sister, because even if we look at a Shemeres Yavam with Zika as equal to a wife, the halacha is that even one's wife, after she passes away, one may marry her sister, Achos Ishtoi, his mutter after the death of his wife. But it seems clearly about Ima, but her mother, where the halacha is that one may not marry his mother-in-law even after the death of his wife, would be Asur. Isn't this clearly a raya that Yesh Zika? So Tosfos Yeshanim asked the question, even if Rav holds Ein Zika, they're clearly Tanoim that hold Yesh Zika. And we'll just say that Mishnah, Daf Mem Tes, is following the opinion of Rav. So the Tosfos Yeshanim answers that this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. And prior to that Mishnah, there was a Machloikis. So this is a case of Machloikis. We have a Machloikis in a Mishnah, Vakach Stam, and then there's a Stam Mishnah that teaches us differently. And the rule throughout Shas, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, is when you have a Machloikis, Vakach Stam, the halacha follows the Stam Mishnah. And that's why the Gemara found it difficult to explain that this Mishnah should not be halachically valid. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to learn that Mishnah. Rather, hu adin afil b'ima, that even the mother of the Shemeres Yavam is permitted. Just vay the Tana Risha, because the first case of the Mishnah, which says ishta shemesa, that once one's wife passes away, as we just learned, mutav achosay, one may marry his sister, the chosay in, that's the halacha, that one can marry his wife's sister after the passing of his wife. Ava be'imala, one may not marry one's mother-in-law even after his wife passed away. The havalei is sura deraisa, that's a case of issa deraisa. Tananam be'sefer, so why the sefer want to remain consistent with those cases and also spoke about b'chosa. So till now we've analyzed the opinion of Rav. Rav Yudaimer, so Shemeres Yavim Shemas Mesa, if one Shemeres Yavim passed away, also be ima. One may not have relations with his mother, Alma Kosova, with her mother. Alma Kosova, obviously it is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that Yesika, a relationship is created, it's a type of a marriage type of creation relationship between the Yavam and the Shemeres Yavim because of Zika, and therefore her mother becomes usher to him, just like any mother-in-law remains permanently usher to her son-in-law. So ask the Gemara, if that's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda's position, Lema, should he just sort of said, Allah kadivri ayimi, yei sika, answers the Gemara, Iyava amahachi, if the Gemara would have said so, havamina b'chad yavam, maybe only when there's one yavam, so there makes sense to say that relationship is a very strong relationship because he's the only Yavam. Avil, but in case, betray, when there's two Yavamim, so he's not necessarily going to be the one to do the Yibam, ain't Zika. Says the Gemara, Kipligi, ask the Gemara, as we mentioned in our previous year, when we have the Machloikis later, if we do say, Yei Zika, the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Machloikis refers to a case betray, Pligi, and yet the man da'amah that holds Yesika holds Yesika even with two Yavamim, says the Gemara. Eli Amahachi, if Rabbi Yehuda would have said that the basis, for my opinion, is Yesika, Havina Mechayim, As long as the Yavam and Yavam are both alive, so the Zika creates a relationship. Avol Lachamisa, after the Shemeris Yavam passes away. So at that point, maybe we could say Pokala Zika, the Zika ends, and they're not considered related, and therefore he should be able to have relations with his mother, with her mother at that point. Kamash Malan teaches us the Gemara, the Zika Bechdi Loi Poka. And as I saw the Achroinim explain, a Zika does have a way of expiring. A Chalitza is the way that every Zika expires. But the Achroinim explain, what the Gemara means to say is, Chalitza is an act. It's an act that the Yavam does to cause the Zika to expire. But here, there was nothing explicitly done to cause that the Zika should expire. It's just that the Shemeris Yavam passed away. Since there wasn't anything that actively was done to terminate the Zika remains. Leim Masaile, it says the Gemara, let's prove that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is correct. The Mishnah says, now Mishnah Daf Mem Tes, says, Yavim to Shemesa, if one's Yavam died, Mutah B'Choisa. Isn't that a raya b'choisa in? Because a choisa is no different, as we said at the beginning of our shi'er, and a chois ishtoi, which is mutter after his wife dies. So his yavama is certainly not going to be any different than his wife, but imala. But the mother is not going to be mutter because there's a zika. Says the Gemara, that isn't the raya. Rabbi Yehuda sticks to his opinion. But to use that as a raya is not a valid way. Because who are denafil b'ima? It could well be that even with the mother of the Shemeris Yavam, one may have married after the death of the Shemeris Yavam. The Aida Tana Rish the Eish, just because, as we said earlier in this year, Aida the Tana Rish the Shemesa, Mutta Bachoisa, and we want to teach the Halacha Dafka Bachoisa. Dafka, if a wife passes away, may one marry her sister. Ava b'ima lo. One may not marry one's mother-in-law after his wife dies. Davalei sur deraisa. Tanina miseifa muta b'choisa. Ask the Gemara, Master of Huna b'chiyah. A question on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We learned in our Mishnah where we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, that were in the world at the same time. Reuven married Sarah. Shimon married Rivka. Reuven dies without any children. And Sarah falls to Shimon for Yibam. And only after that was Levi, the third brother, born. Vasaba, and Shimon did Maimer, which we explained as Kesev or Shtar, in the Yavama, for Mace. And now, Shimon passes away. The halacha is Hashnia, Rivka's wife, Cheletzis. Why do we see? Why? V'lemes Yabemes. Because the halacha is questions, or the halacha analyzes, what does Maimer accomplish? If Maimer accomplishes that she's a full-fledged wife, so then the widows of Shimon, one is a Eishes Ach, Shalahaya Balamai. So she would be an Erva to Levi, and her Tzara Rivka would be a Tzara Erva. If, on the other hand, Maimer doesn't have any validity, the halacha is that she's not considered the wife of Shimon. The only wife of Shimon that is left is Rivka, who Levi and Rivka were in the world at the same time. And since Levi and Rivka were in the world at the same time, she's a candidate for Yibam. So because of this uncertainty, because of this quasi-condition, the Mishnah says that Levi should do Chalitza and Rivka, not Yibam. But let's look at the words of the Mishnah, says Rav Huna. Tamad Avah B'Mamer. What caused this situation? Because Shimon had done Maimer in Sarah. Ha loy Avah B'Mamer. Had he not done Maimer, Shni Nam Yivum Yivamba. Even though there was already a Zika between Shimon and Sarah, Reuven's widow, the halacha discounts that. But ask the Gemara, if we're paskening, if we're saying Ye Zika, the Zika has relevance in Halacha, have a Tzaras Ocha Shloya Lama B'Zika. So the Zika also created a relationship. And if Zika created a relationship, why should this not be equal to the case where Maimer was done? Says Rabbah, correct. Hu Adin If you hold Yesika, it wouldn't be necessary for Shimon to have done Maimer to create this situation. Amar Rabbi Hu Adin Dafagav the lawyer of a Bamamer. Even if Maimer had not been done between Shimon and Sarah, this Rivka would only be a candidate Shnia for Michlet Chol, only for Chalitza, not Yibam. Yuvume loy miyame. Tani Maimer. So if that's the case, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that Shimon did Maimer? Even if Shimon had not done Maimer, just based on the Zika, we have this issue. Vodatani Maimer, Lefukim Beis Shammai. Because the Mishnah wants to teach us that we don't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. Domer, as we're going to learn, Beis Shammai's opinion is the Maimer Koin Kinyan Gomer. Maimer does create a full-fledged relationship between the Yavam and Yavama. And if that is the halacha, then Sarah is not a candidate for Yibum because she's considered a wife of Shimon, but she's also Eshes Achav Shloya Balamai to Levi. And then Rivka would be the Tzara of Erva, Kamash Malan, that we don't have that approach towards Maimer. So the Rishonim ask, we know throughout Shas we've already had that concept in our Masechta as well, that Beis Shammai b'Mokim Beis Hillel, the opinion of Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel is not counted in halacha. Why would we think that we should follow the opinion of Beis Shammai? So the Tosfos Rosh says, and I saw that the Gilyon Shas expands on it, that even though Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel doesn't count, but if Beis Shammai says something which makes a lot of sense, which is has a great svara, maybe there we would follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting that this concept, the Maimer creates a real bond between the Yavam and his Yavama, maybe is something that everybody would agree to. That's why we have to be taught that it doesn't. Eisei Abaya. So Abaya asks on that. The Braisa teaches us, Shnei Achim Ba'olam Echad. They were two brothers that lived in the world at the same time. Umeis Echem Ba'olam Vlad. And one of them passed away without children. And the second brother, who the surviving brother, was about to do Maimer in his Yivama. For like his glass by Mamad, and he didn't have the opportunity to do Maimer until another brother was born, Umeis. And now the second brother dies without children. Harishina, the wife of the first brother, Sarah, the wife of Ruvain, she's not a candidate from Yibum, for Yibum from Levi, the newly born brother, because Reuven and Levi did not exist in the world at the same time. Vashania, Rivka, is a full-fledged woman who has to have Yibum Machalitza, Oichaletzis Mesiabemis from Levi, because Shimon and Levi were in the world at the same time. Now makes the Gemara the point. I Amrit Yezika, if we're going to say that there's a concept of Zika, so the moment Reuven died, there was a Zika between Shimon and Sarah, Reuven's almana. Havelay Tzara's Eishas Achiv. So then Shloy Olam B'Zika. So then Rivka, Shimon's wife, is the Tzara's Erva of Zika. And therefore, as we're explaining now, Yibam ought to be Aser. Says the Gemara, Hamani, who was the Tan of this Braisa? Remeihi. It follows the opinion of Remeia that holds Ein Zika, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. I saw that the Mefarshim say Shneim Achim Be'Olam Echad. What does the words Be'Olam Echad try to teach us? So I saw the Yachroinim say that the determining factor if brothers were in the world is if the brother was born. If the mother of these brothers was pregnant with the brother, but he wasn't born yet. In other words, Reuven, Shimon, Levi's mother, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were discussing in our Gemara now, mother was already pregnant with Levi, but Levi wasn't yet born. The halacha does not consider Levi a shnei olam echad. Unless Levi was born, they're not considered olam echad at the same time. Ask the Gemara. So now we're saying that this Bryce is following the opinion of Remeia, and Remeia's opinion is ein zika. Ask the Gemara, Misfilei Remeia ein zika. Is that indeed the opinion of Remeia that he doesn't hold of zika? But Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, Abba Achim, you have four brothers. Shnaim me anesuim shtei achoyis. Two brothers are married to two sisters. Umeso anesuim achoyis. And the two brothers who are married to two sisters passed away. Hareilu choltsus v'loi misyabmais. The two surviving sisters could only have chalitza not yibam. Visa v'salkadak sovereme en zika. if Rameir is of the opinion ain't Zika. Hani mitrei ba'ate kasyan. The two sisters come from two different brothers. Haile yabim chada. One should be yibim to do one to one. V'haile yibim achad. If we'll say, says the Gemara, ye Zika. So now we can understand why yibim is not an option. Because each yavama is also achois zukukasai. Since the two women that fell to yibim are sisters to each other, so if one brother is going to do yibim with one sister, at the time he's doing yibim with that sister, he's the sister that he's doing yibim with is achois zukukasai, is the sister of another woman who he has zika with. And if we're going to say, as we are saying, that zika has meaning in halacha, so just like one would not be allowed to do yibum with achois ishtoi, one would not be allowed to do yibum with achois ukukosoi. But that's all predicated on assuming that there's a concept of yei zika. But if we're learning that there is no concept of yei zika, so why could yibum not be done? Says the Gemara, that din that we learn in that Mishnah is not connected to the question of zika or not. Loilam, Ramei could be of the opinion of ein zika. Why, therefore, should yibum not be done? Because if one brother is going to do yibum and one of the sister, then the other sister will now be a chay sishtoi. Why? Because we need to be concerned that dilma ad miyabim chad, but the first brother will do yibum and one sister. And what are you going to say? That the other brother should do yibum and the other sister. But what happens if Rechman Otzlan, that other brother dies? Dilma Adam Yabim Chad, when one brother does Yibim with one sister, Ma'is Idach, the other brother, will pass away. And now, he won't be able to do Yibim with that sister because it's Achois Ishtoi, once he did Yibim with the first sister. And what's going to happen is, the Kabadal Mitzvah Yivamim, and this woman won't have the Mitzvah Yibim done to her. And our Gemara is teaching us that we want Yibam and Chalitza to be done on each one of the wives. So as we explained in our previous year, Chalitza is not just to be viewed as a way that the woman who's a Shemeres Yovam should now be able to get married. There's a mitzvah that each one of these Almanas, of the brothers who died without children, should have Yibam and Chalitza. It's a taivet, something very positive for that neshama, and therefore, since that's the concern here, that's why Chazal said, "Don't do yibim, do chalitza," and then you do. And then, if the other brother dies before that, he'll do chalitza before that. So, Mefarshim asks that we know the Gemara in Masech the Gittin teaches us there a mayor whose opinion we're concerned about, and now Gemara is not choshe shlemitza. Ramey says that if somebody says to his wife, this is a get that should be valid an hour before I die, the man who made this declaration is a kohen. His wife is allowed to continue eating truma. We're not concerned that he's going to die. Or Ramey in Masechta Yuma, the beginning of Masechta Yuma, the Gemara discusses extensively how they prepared for Kohen a backup wife. Maybe his wife will pass away. But the Gemara says, Ramey is not worried that the wife is going to die. Or another Gemara that teaches us where somebody has a barrel of wine where he forgot to take Trumas and Maisris, and it's Shabbos where we're not allowed to separate Trumas and Maisris. The Gemara gives different way of being able to do so without actively taking off the Trumas and Maisris, and to be able to drink that wine in Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon are all concerned, Shema Yibaka Anoid. Maybe that barrel will break, and what you have done will not be effective retroactively. And Ramei is not Choshish. So why over here do we find the Ramei is Choshish Lamisa? So some Rishonim explain, then when do we say Rameya is not Choshesh Lamishta? When it's in the short term. Meaning, when we have a person, going back to our first example, where he said an hour before I die, the get should be valid. So we don't have to be worried that this hour he's going to die. Or the wine that we just explained. the barrel has to stay intact just till Matzoy Shabbos. But Rameyah does agree when it's talking a long-term situation that we are choshish for Misa. Other Achroinim ask that why do we say that because of this concern, we said so the brother should only do chalitza. Why don't we say that at least Yibum should be done with one of the wives? As we've been learning, and we're going to discuss this often in the Masechta, the primary mitzvah that the Torah wanted was Yibum. So instead of doing two chalitzas, wouldn't it be better to do one Yibum? So the Achroinim explain, it's better to do two mitzvahs b'diavad, two chalitzas versus one Yibum. And therefore, since it's better to do two chalitzas, even though Yibum is preferable, it's better to do the two chalitzas versus the one Yibum. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Vi ein zika. But if Rameyah's opinion is that they ein zika, why is there iser to be mevatel mitzvah shivamim? We just said that the reason the Mishnah over there said we should do chalitza with both, because we're concerned that if not, we may end up that one of the women will no mitzvah even will be done here. Says the Gemara, we find that it is the opinion of Rav Gamliel that he holds ein zika, and he also holds mutter levatel mitzvah shivamim. The Tanan, as the Mishnah discusses, we have Reuven and Shimon who are married to Rachel and Leah, two sisters. Rachel is a gedayla, and Leah is a ketana, which we've discussed often. A ketana whose kedusha are only a kedusha derabbanan. She didn't have a father. Her brothers, her mother, married her off. That and she's not yet bas mitzvah. That we learned that kedusha is only kedusha derabbanan, and in fact, she doesn't even need a get to terminate that marriage. Miyun is adequate. So now Reuven, the husband of Rachel, passed away without children, and now Rachel falls to Shimon for Yibum. Rabbi Eliezer says, we teach Leah, the Ketana, to do Miyun and her husband Shimon, because the Zika that exists between Rachel, the widow of Reuven, and Shimon makes Leah usher to her husband, because the Zika is something which has relevance midoraisa. The Kedusha Ketana that exists between Leah and Shimon are only a drabbanan digger relationship. And therefore, the Zika deraisa is stronger than the Kedusha drabbanan. And therefore, we tell her, do Miyun and your husband, and then your husband will be able to do Yibum with the Rachel. If she did so, then fine. And then Shimon will be able to marry Rachel. V'mloy amah mana. If she didn't, tamtam at shetag de Leah. Let Rachel wait until Leah becomes an adult. Once Leah becomes an adult and she stays remarried to Shimon, so then Rachel becomes achos ishtoi, and then teitzel lo azu mechaim ishtoi. So obviously, Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that they could remain married, is not concerned that she's achos ukukosoi. And he's also not concerned that by them remaining married, there won't be a mitzvah sibum here. So we clearly see that Gamaliel holds ein zika, and he also holds that we're not worried that there won't be mitzvah sibum. Amalei, so Rabbi tells Abaya, Midrav Gamaliel ad Ramei Karamis, you're asking a question for Gamaliel's opinion or Ramei's opinion? Gamaliel indeed can hold ein zika, and he can hold, he's not worried that the mitzvah yavamim will be nullified. Rameyer, even if he holds ein zika, does not necessarily have to hold that he's not concerned for bittul mitzvah yavamim. And he is concerned for bittul mitzvah yavamim. Says Marloi. That wasn't what I meant. Hakamrian. Rameyer chai shafil usveika. Rameyer is the one that says that even a situation where there's a suffix, he says, we have to be concerned not to have Yibum be nullified. Rav Gamliel, even in the case that we just spoke about, with the two brothers and two sisters, where there's a concern if the first brother does Yibum, The second brother will die before he has an opportunity to do Yibam, and that woman will be left without the mitzvah Yibam performed. Ramliel, I feel a lot of Rechayish. Ramliel, in a case like we just described, where by Shimon waiting for his wife Leah to become a Gedoyla, that, and then Rachel, his Shomeris Yavim, will become a Chayis Ishtai, certainly there won't be a mitzvah Yibam. There's not a question. It certainly won't happen, and he's not concerned. And Rabbi said, Dilmam, so that was Abai's question. How do they have such extremes? That Rabbi Gamliel is not even concerned in a case of a Vadai, and Rabbi Meir is concerned even in a case of a Safik. And that's why that was what was bothering Abaya. And Rabbi said to him, that isn't something to be so concerned. Because Dilma Manda Loichayish, the one that's not concerned, I feel a Vadai Loichayish, is not concerned even in a situation where for sure Mitzvah Sivim will become nullified. Or Manda Chayish, like Rameya, I feel a Sveka Chayish, even in a situation if it's Suffolk, even a situation where we're not sure we're going to be Chayish. And as I saw Achronim explain, Rameyer is very much following his opinion throughout Shas. Throughout Shas, Rameyer is the man d'omer that's chayish l'miyuta. Rameyer is the one that's concerned even something which is unlikely to happen. And that's why, even in a case like here, where if one brother does Yibam, and there's a concern that the second brother will die before he has the opportunity to do Yibam, it's a suffix, it's a mit, it's unlikely, but Rameh is the mandama throughout Shas, who's chashish for this. Amalei Baal Rabbi Yosef, Hada Rabbi Yehuda, this that we are quoting Rabbi Yehuda, who clearly holds of the concept of Yehzika, the Shmuhi. As Rashi explains, that Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud, both of Rav and Shmuel. And sometimes when we have Rabbi Yehuda saying halacha, we don't know if he was said in the name of Rav, it was the name of Shmuel. And I saw that the Mefarshim go on to explain what does it mean that he learned by both of them, that Rav died 7 years before Shmuel passed away. And what happened was that after Rav was Nifter, Rabbi Yehuda went to learn by Shmuel for those 7 years. And now when we have Rabbi Yehuda saying Halach and Shas, we're not quite sure who is he saying the Halach from, Rav or Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abayla, Rabbi Yosef, Had Rabbi Yehuda, this that we have, Rabbi Yehuda saying this halacha in the name of his Rebbe, he must have heard it from Shmuel, the Tanan, Shemeres Yovim. Again, we have a situation of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers, and Rachel and Leah are sisters, and Levi married Rachel, and he died without children. And now, Rachel fell to Yibum, both to Reuven and Shimon. Shekidesh Ochiv Esachoisai. So Reuven, the brother of Shimon, did Kedusha, did Maimer with Leah, the sister of Rachel. Meshim Rav Yudubim Seir Omer, Omerloi, we tell Reuven, Hamtem Achiyasa Chicha Maisa. Wait till Shimon does Yima Mechalitza with Rachel, her sister, and that will break the existing Zika between you, and then you'll be able to marry, do Nisuin with Leah, who's Yarusa. However, until, as long as Rachel is still not, did not have Yibam Mechalitza, so Rachel is your Zukukasai, and therefore you can't do Nisuin and Leah, who's your Arusa, because she's a Chay Zukukasai. So we see that the fact that there is a Kedushin doesn't make that the Zika should fall away. Vam Shmuel, when Shmuel says, Allah Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that Shmuel holds that Zika is so powerful that it will make that he can't consummate his marriage because of the existing Zika that exists between him and the sister of his Arusa. Amalei, Hadi Rabmai, it says the Gemara, So we see clearly Shmuel subscribes to Zika, and therefore that must be when Rabbi Yehuda was following the opinion that there is Zika, he was saying it in the name of Shmuel. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said to Abaya, Did the Rav Mai, and what will be if it'll be, you'll say it's Rav. Says the Gemara, of course it would be a problem, because Kasha the Rav or the Rav. As we explained extensively in our previous year, Rav is the mandama that holds Ein Zika. And that's why Rav told us that the halacha is that if somebody, Shemeris Yavam, passes away, he's allowed to marry her mother. Says the Gemara, that doesn't necessarily mean that Rav doesn't hold of Zika. Dilma Amaroyim, Ninu Aliba the Rav. There's a machloikis Amaroyim, what Rav holds. And therefore, the halacha is, we're not certain how to understand Rav's opinion. But we really need to understand this Gemara. We have to understand, if he did erisin with a woman, so isn't her sister an achais ishtoi? And halacha erisin is considered a marriage. So why is there Zika here? If she's the sister of his arusa, should she not be considered achois ishtoi? So the Rishonim answer that from here we see that only the suin have the ability to break a Zika, not erisin. Other Rishonim, but the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, like that, that the only thing that has the ability to break Zika is a Nesuin and not a Kedushin. Says the Gemara. So we're back to our question. Why are you so certain there is no Zika according to Rav? Answers the Gemara. Kivin de itma mishmei de Shmuel behedja. We know that Shmuel explicitly holds that there is Zika. And according to Rav, at best, we could explain that some achloikas amaroyim. So says the Gemara, it's better to attribute that what Rabbi Yehuda said was said in the name of Shmuel, who clearly subscribes to Zika, versus needing to say that Rav's opinion is subject to achloikas amaroyim. Amar Rav Kahana, Amrita Lishmata, I said over this halacha that Rav Yehuda taught us, Kameder of Zed Menador. Amar Atan Hacham Esnisalai, that's the way you taught us, who's, without saying in whose name Rav Yehuda holds that the mother of a Shemeris Yavam remains Osir because she's considered like the mother of a wife. Anan behedya b'sninan, but I learned it explicitly. Amar Yehuda m'shmul, Shemeris Yavam m'shemesa, Osa b'ima. And what's the reason? Al Mikasava, his opinion is Yeh Zika. V'azda Shmuel Tamei, and Shmuel's following his opinion that we find elsewhere that Shmuel holds Halakha Yehuda m'mesera. Says the Gemara, why, now that we've established that Shmuel holds Zika, why do we have to have all these different applications? He should just say Yeh Zika, and once we'll know that he holds Yeh Zika, all of the halachas that we've been discussing will fall into place. Answers Gemara Tzricha. The Ashmin Yeh Zika, if we only had Shmuel teaching us Zay Zika, when there's only one Yavam, so for sure he's the one that has to do something with this Shomeris Yavam. Avotrei, where there are two brother-in-laws, so we don't know which is the brother-in-law, or both brother-in-laws have obligations here, but it can't be more than one fulfilling loy. We don't say Zika, Kamashmalan. V'yashmin alok Rav Yehuda b'mseira, have a mina b'chayim, that Zika creates a relationship only as long as the Yavam and Yavama are alive. Avalacha Misa, but if the Yavama dies, so Pokaloi Zika, the Zika expires. And since the Zika expires, then he should be able to marry her mother, Kamash Milan. As we explained earlier, that the Zika cannot expire on its own. And since there was no act of Chalitza, Zika Bechti Loi Paka, the Zika doesn't expire. Our Mishnah continues to discuss a case where you had two brothers who, one of them died without children and his wife fell to him to the other brother. And then after that, the third brother was born. But unlike the first Mishnah, where it spoke about the case where the third brother was born before the second brother could do Yibam, Amishnah speaks about a case where the third brother was born after the second brother already did Yibam. The Tanakhama says it doesn't make a difference. This woman, and we explained this in our previous year, this woman towards the brother who did not live in the world together with his deceased brother for one moment gets the category of Eishes Achav Shloyo by Lamai. And once he's considered an Eishes Achav Shloyo by Lamai, so she's considered an Eishes Ach, a very strong Erva. And therefore he will never be able to do Yibam in that woman, even if the second brother passes away. Rav Shimon, however, says that if the second brother who coexisted with the first brother did Yibam in the widow of the first brother, and then the second brother dies, since the third brother and the second brother did coexist in the world, and the third brother, as far as he's concerned, this woman is the brother of the second wife, who he coexisted with in the world, she will be, Rav Shimon's opinion is going to be that she's a candidate for Yibam. And now we learn the Mishnah. Shnei Achim. They have two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, that coexist in the world. Reuben was married to Sarah. And now Reuben dies without children. For Yibam, Sheni, as Eish Yisachar. And Shimon now did Yibam in Sarah. And Shimon was also married to Rivka. And then Levi was born. And now Shimon dies without any wives. Harishaina, the first wife, that means Sarah, Yoitz Mishim Eish Yisachar Shloya Be'Lamai, as we just explained, Sarah gets the label of an Eish Yisachar Shloya Be'Lamai versus Levi. And therefore, she's never a candidate for Yibam from Levi. And then Rivka, who is the Tzara of Tzara, will also not have Yibam Chalitza, because the Halacha of Tzara, she's the Tzara of Erva. Another Halacha. Also by Maimer, if Shimon didn't actually do Yibam with Tzara, he only did Maimer, Kedusha Kesu, Kedusha Shtar, for Mace, and then he passes away, Hashniya, Chaletzes Lomis Yabemis. Why is Chaletzes Lomis Yabemis? Because we're not quite sure how to look at this relationship that was created between Shimon and Sarah. If we look at it as a marriage, so therefore, she, as we learned according to Rabbanan, is not a candidate for Yibam from Levi, because she's an Eishes Achav Shloya Be'Lamai, and his other wife will be the Tzara of Erva. But if they're not married, so she indeed is not a candidate for Yibam, but Shimon's wife is a candidate for Yibam. Since we don't know exactly how to view this, the Halacha tells us to do Chalitza, not Yibam. Shimon says, Miyabim le'ezeb en shiirtza, o'chel sa'em en shiirtza. As we explained, Rav Shimon's opinion is, since when Levi was born, he found Shimon married to both of these women. The fact that she was once an Eishes Achav Shloya Be'Lamai is immaterial to Levi, because he came to the world finding her in that situation. Amar Boishis. Rav Boishis, in explaining the machlokes of Shimon and Rabbanan, Cholakai Rav Shimon af Rishayna. Rav Shimon disagrees even in the first Mishnah. And even in the first Mishnah, that if Levi was born after Reuven passed away, before Shimon did Yibum, and at that point, Levi was usher to do Yibum in Reuven's wife, because she was an Eishes Achav Shloya Be'Lamai. That says Rav Oishia, Rav Shimon is going to hold that Levi could do Yibum both in Sarah and Rivka. Mamai, says the Gemara, first of all, from where do we learn that? Where do we learn that even in such a situation that the halacha is that is the opinion of Shimon? Minuktani, Mishni Seira. The first mission of our Perek is really superfluous. Baba Dereisha, because the din that it says, Eishes Och Shlohaya Belomai, Man Ketanila. Who is teaching us that halacha? Ilim L'Rabbonon, if it's teaching us the Rabbonon, so we have the Mishnah that we just learned. Hash to Yibim, in a situation where Shimon did Yibim in Reuven's widow, and only after that, Noilad, was Levi born. The Ki Ashkecha, so when Levi came to the world, as we've been explaining, Beiter Ashkecha, he found Shimon married to this woman. Still, Asi Rabbanon, because at one point she became also because of Eishes Achiv, Shloyai Ba'alamai. So certainly, Noilad, when Levi was born, and when Levi was born, Sarah was a Yivama. She had not yet married Shimon. Noilad, Akach Yibam Miboye, why would we need to talk about such a case? Elav, the reason we have to teach is so there's Shimon Itzrach. We're trying to explain the opinion of Shimon. V'tana Reisha, And the first Mishnah was taught like the Yachak Koichad of Shimon, how far of Shimon is Mekel, the Tana Sefer, and this Mishnah was taught like the Yachak Koichad of Rabbanim. So if that's the case, why don't we find Rav Shimon arguing in the first Mishnah? But then with the Niflug of Shimon Bereisha, we should have really found Rav Shimon already arguing in the first Mishnah of our Perek. El Notul Rabbanon, he had manners. Notul Rabbanon, he waited for the Rabbanon Adam Asaimul Masayu until they finished saying their opinion. For Hod the Palagalayu, and now he comes to argue in our Mishnah. It says the Gemara, if that's the case, the Torah, as we learned in our previous year, says ki eshu achim yachtov, which is a clear limud about the halacha of eshes achav shloy balamai. But ask the Gemara, la eshes achav shloy balamai l'Rav Shimon hech mishkachslo. Says the Gemara, it's going to be only in a case b'char acha. Nuvein was married to Samar, umes, and he died, and now after he died, another brother was born. So now, and these are the only two brothers, but since these two brothers did not coexist in the world, Shimon will agree there is no Yibum of Eshesach Shloi Lamai. Inami, another example, where three brothers were together in the world, and Lo Yibim, and what happened was that Sarah, the wife of Reuven, cannot have Yibum to Levi, who was born after Reuven died. Lo Yibim and Shimon didn't do Yibim, v'lamis, and he hasn't died. And since Shimon is still alive, the halacha is that only he does Yibim. And if Shimon only allows Levi to do Yibim, is if Shimon married her. Says the Gemara. Bishlama, in the case of Yibim v'achkach noilid, we can understand Rav Yoshi's opinion. That if Shimon did Yibim, in the wife of Reuven who passed away. And Levi wasn't in the world yet. And only afterwards Levi was born. I can well understand Ashkechob Ater Ashkechob. When Levi came to the world, what does he find? He finds Shimon married to this woman. What happened prior is no, doesn't mean anything to him. But ask the Gemara, why, if a case, where Levi was born after Reuven died, before Shimon actually did Yibum in Reuven's Amona, Elanoilid v'achkach Yibum my tama. Why does she become mutter? She shouldn't be mutter to him. She is an Eishes Ach Shalai Balamai. And once she got that category of Eishes Ach Shalai Balamai, she should retain that forever. Answers the Gemara, to suffer of Shimon's opinion, Ye Zika, Zika Knus Damya. He owes Zika. So even though Shimon did not actually do Yibum in Reuven's widow yet, the halacha views as if something happened between the two of them because of the power of what we've been discussing for the last two shurim of Zika. Maskler of Yosef, hashta Zika in a situation where Yevama has Zika v'maimer. Besapkli of Shimon, we see that Rav Shimon has a question. Ik knusa damya, ilak knusa damya. Rav Shimon is not quite certain how to treat that woman. And now you're saying that if there's just a Zika between Shimon and his Yevama, that's enough to create the strong relationship that they're considered married. And therefore, when Levi comes on the scene, it's considered as if his Shimon is married to her. And therefore, what happened prior to that is irrelevant. We see there of Shimon is even concerned when there was Zika Maimer that it isn't yet such a strong relationship. And Mitzvah Shemin, our coming shir, the Gemara is going to show where we see that that is the opinion of Shimon.